For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Couple of deaths to note this week, and one of them is huge. Another Broadway star that you have met personally.
Right. This is a major passing. Carol Channing, I think it's been a few days, and by now everyone does know, but it does bear mention on Theater Talk. One of the last of the big Golden Age stars, known primarily for two shows, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes and Hello, Dolly, which she did endlessly.
You said she beat Yul Brynner's record for The King and I?
She did more performances as Dolly than he did as the King of Siam, certainly.
Also, before we went on the air, you were saying there was a little tension between Marilyn Monroe and Carol Channing?
Not personally, no, but Marilyn Monroe did the film of Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Carol Channing had originated the role, and then the same thing would happen again. They made the film version of Hello, Dolly with Barbara Streisand. I don't think that Carol Channing held these women personally responsible. She understood show business.
Yeah.
But she did find it disappointing that she had not done the films, and she did feel very strongly that she could have and should have.
Well, she got a little bit of revenge. How long did she live? Age?
97.
Wow. And locally, a fellow we've all seen at theater performances over and over. He's been on stage. He has directed. He is a loyal audience member. Joe Natale, just a wonderful sweetheart of a guy.
A great guy. Major contributions to the theater here. Married to Kelly Bocock Natale, director, performer. An instantaneous outpouring of sadness. Absolutely everybody loved him. A wonderful little spark of humor was the trademark, although he could play a menacing character.
Yeah.
I think that little sparkle beneath the surface suited him very well. And off stage, he was totally lovable. But his whole family, I can remember his daughter, Andrea, saw her in our town years ago as Emily, and his son, Greg, also a director
right.
in town and actor, Artie Award winner.
Sure.
Yeah, that entire family is well loved by the theater community.
Now, Mr. Chase, once again, you've been to the Big Apple, and how do you do that? How do you see four plays all in one weekend?
You can see five if you do a kids' show. I arrive Friday night, American Son, which is the story of a mixed-race couple whose son has been stopped by the police, and it's the different reaction of the black mother and the white father to what is happening in their family. Waverly Gallery, Elaine May in the role of the grandmother originated by Eileen Heckert, a family coping with this woman's advancing dementia. Then The Ferryman, Irish play set in the 1980s against Thatcher's Britain and the hunger strikes and what happens in a family as the past comes back to haunt the present. And Network, which was kind of a hot ticket. Bryan Cranston, a stage adaptation of the story told on film, memorably, with Faye Dunaway. And of the four, I most highly recommend Waverly Gallery, which I think is a beautiful play, with a marvelous performance by the inimitable Elaine May.
Now, just for folks who want to get a little insight into the New York scene, tell us the story of going to the box office to buy tickets for Network, because I think this is telling.
You like this story?
I love this story.
Well, it's a very hot ticket. So you go to the box office, and I said, I would like tickets to Network, any performance this weekend, and they get very arrogant, as if they're the producers or something, and he says, ain't gonna happen. So I said, really, do you have any singles? You know, begrudgingly, he'll check, click, 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 click. I ended up with a box. It was great.
No, I just think it's a great lesson. You know, if you approach and ask for singles.
I'm not willing to pay $400 for a ticket the way some people seeing Network were, where you sit on stage and have the meal with, I said, silly, gimmicky. This is Ivo van Hove. Some of the gimmicks are brilliant and some of the gimmicks are gimmicks. This was enjoyable, but not life-altering. I'm talking about Network now.
Some interesting things happening locally. One is the reappearance, as far as I can tell, of Paul Tadaro, the actor Paul Tadaro. My wife and I have been wondering, where the heck is he? Well, it turns out he's landed on stage at the Lancaster Opera House for Death Trap with Katie Mallinson as the director. So looking forward to that.
And I love Katie Mallinson, so the two of them, Death Trap, a perennial favorite.
Just some things that could use a little publicity. Native Son, based on the novel by Richard Wright. It's rough, but it's what the Paul Robeson Theater is great at, and they're opening that this week. And one that was a bit of a surprise to find is the backstory, if you'll pardon pardon me, of Medusa. We all know her as the harridan with snakes in her hair that turns men into stone, but turns out that's really not who she was.
No, she was just a simple girl with a dream. And Poseidon interfered with her, and this was
interfered. I like that. Yeah, that's family friendly.
Well, the Greek gods were always interfering with people.
Oh, like Zeus would interfere with the young ladies. Yes.
Right.
Just some local things to look forward to, and when we see them, we'll talk about them here on Theater Talk. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.